Okay, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Dennis Darby, CME CEO, here to welcome you to today's COVID-19 briefing call for both our CME members and our Manufacturing Coalition members. This is the first in a series of 30-minute update calls that we're going to hold for our members. At last count, we had well over 375 member companies on the line today. There's so much information for us to share that we've added another call tomorrow, again at 1 p.m. Our plan is, in addition to our call on Thursday. So it's our intention to hold these calls on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time throughout the crisis. Please mark your calendars, but we'll add extra calls as needed, like we did for tomorrow. As you all know, we're living through some historically troubling times. This is a global crisis, and the key to any crisis, in our opinion, is to communicate, and that's what we commit to do, to ensure that policymakers hear from you and that you hear from them as well. Now, I'll introduce our speakers in a moment or two, but I wanted to give you a quick update on what CME is doing for you on your behalf. You know, it's the full court press with municipal, provincial, and federal officials. I and the rest of the CME staff have been talking to ministers and premiers. It seems like an almost hourly basis. I had a conversation with Ontario's Economic Development Minister, Vic Fedeli, just about an hour and a half ago. We're telling them two things. We're telling them that how the rail blockade and now COVID-19 is hitting our sector very hard, and we're asking, demanding for extraordinary measures like stopping tax collections, making sure EI is open and immediate, and insisting on things like no rent payments or mortgages or utilities should be paid. I think these are extraordinary times and these are extraordinary measures. Our goal is to keep people working and on people's payroll, but if they have to go on the EI system, it has to work for the workers and it has to work for the companies as well. We've also committed to reaching out to each and every one of our members across Canada by phone to see how you're doing and how we can help. I know you're all busy and it's critical that we know from members what's happening on the ground so we can communicate that to governments at every level. I want you to know about our COVID-19 resource page and that you can find it on our CME website. It's full of useful material that can help you and your business during this crisis, and we're updating it continuously. As Marie said at the beginning, we're recording these calls so you can access them later or share them with others in your organizations. CME staff are ready to help you at any time. We exist because of our members, and it's your member support that makes us able to do the work we do. So please reach out directly to your contacts from my colleague, Matt Poirier, and his contact information is on the invitation for this call. Now, today we're going to focus on really two speakers to help us understand a little bit more about the new $10 billion credit facility that was announced by the Prime Minister on Friday. The money is meant to help you access credit to stay afloat during the crisis, and we know it'll be administered by the Business Development Bank of Canada, BDC, and the Export Development Canada, EDC. We're very fortunate this morning, extremely fortunate, or this afternoon, to have two representatives here. We have Glenn Millard, Regional Vice President for Ontario for EDC, and we have Michelle Bergeron, Chief Strategy Officer for BDC. Welcome, both of you, to the call today. And what we're going to do is spend the next 15 minutes hearing from them. And as you heard from Marie at the start of the call, we'll move to Q&A. And for Q&A, please email your questions to Matt Poirier, matt.poirier@cme.mec.ca. And we're not going to open the line because of the number of members on the call, but Matt will collect the questions and we'll read them out and ask our guests to answer them. And, of course, any questions you may have for us as well. So let's start. Let me turn it over to Glenn Millard. Maybe you can begin.
Okay, thanks, Dennis, and thanks, everyone, for joining us today. So as Dennis said, my name is Glenn Millard. I'm the Regional Vice President for the Ontario Region with EDC. And so fortunate to be able to speak with you guys today. Wish the circumstances were a little differently, but always a pleasure to meet with CME and their members. So since the announcement, I mean, the COVID-19 crisis, as it's being called these days, has been progressing continually over the last couple of months. We've been monitoring the situation as an international export agency. We've been monitoring the situation and its impacts globally for quite a while now. For those of you that follow our chief economist, Peter Hall, he has been talking about the coronavirus and COVID-19 in many of his podcasts and his YouTube presentations, as well as his live presentations. And so we have been monitoring it and seeing some of the impacts of what the virus is having on the global economy, and have been keeping up to that with our regular products and services up until this point. As I said, we're monitoring the situation very closely, and it remains very fluid as new information becomes available. And, you know, probably, well, I know for a fact what's prompted this call and everyone joining today is the announcement on late last week, of the additional $10 billion in capacity from the by our Prime Minister to bring additional capacity to the marketplace. And since that announcement happened last week, we are meeting daily with our sister crowns and government partners to share the information that we are, you know, we're aware of today, but also that we're collecting from our customers and exporters. To date, the point of that is we really want to be coordinated in this effort. The BDC and ourselves were involved in the market response in 2008 as a result from the last financial crisis, and we worked very well together, and we're taking our lessons learned from that experience to get response to the market as quickly as we can this time around. So, you know, on that same vein, for the companies that are feeling the immediate impact of the virus on your business, we're here to support you. Just as BDC is here to support the small business in Canada, we are Canada's export credit agency. And it's moments like this that we actually, you know, this is the reason for our being. We're here to support you in good times, but we're also, more importantly, here to support you when times get tough. And so we have many ways that we're able to support you during this time. Primarily, our support offerings are in the form of risk mitigation and working capital solutions. And we're finding to date, both of those products or both of those suites of solutions have been able to meet the needs of customers as we go forward. Now, what's critical during this time, of course, is to, as I said, we're meeting daily with our partners, but we need to hear from you because it's the information we're gaining from customers and exporters alike that are helping to inform the enhancements that we're going to be making to our products, the suite of products, but also any new solutions that need to come to the marketplace. But today, our guarantee and insurance products have been proven to be effective tools, you know, when we need to bring stability to the market and liquidity to the market. And so to date, that's what we have. To talk a little bit about those two things, if you're experiencing liquidity challenges, again, you need to reach out to us. But, you know, we provide guarantees to banks for lines of credit, and we're looking for ways that we can use that guarantee product to bring more capacity to you today. And so as we learn more about the specific needs, we're able to stretch our risk appetite and to adjust our processes, which will be our strength in responding to the crisis. So, again, we have an existing suite of tools, guarantees of 50 to 75% that we're able to change and to manipulate with our banking partners to bring you the liquidity that you need and the stability to your working capital facilities that you require to maintain throughout the crisis. Another area that we're addressing very quickly for our customers, you'll be happy to hear this, but we are mobilizing our capacity to reduce our response time so that when your financial institution partner or your bank comes to us and says, you know, we've got ABC manufacturing and we need to, you know, we've got challenges on their working capital facilities, we're able to streamline our processes so that we can get the support to you faster, which is our number one priority these days. On the insurance side, we're here for our customers, of course, and as your insurance requirements change in the marketplace, we know ARIs are getting longer, people aren't paying, but, you know, we're not the only ones with these working capital constraints. You know, I encourage you to reach out to your underwriter or to your account manager to share with them what challenges or new challenges you're facing within your insurance product. If you work with a broker, please, your broker is going to be receiving specific information from us today, I believe, to help them expedite managing your needs and communicate and get that access from us quicker. But we're also able to work with the other insurers in the marketplace. So if you are, you know, utilizing credit insurance from another provider, we do have products and services that we offer to them to help make sure that there's adequate coverage in the marketplace. We do this each and every day, but we are prepared to expand that support to other credit insurers to make sure that as their business realities change, we're stepping in to bring that stability to the marketplace so that you don't have unnecessary changes to your insurance solutions. Companies that are not directly exporting are indirect exported parameters that we typically work under. We have expanded those indirect exporting parameters now, so the intent of that is to make it easier for us to work with more companies, particularly those that may not be classified as an exporter, but that are heavily connected into a global supply chain. Through our indirect exporting qualification, we can now work with those companies just as we do our traditional exporters. So, you know, I think I'm almost out of time here, but what's really important is if you're feeling the impact of the current situation, reach out to us and discuss it. That is the only way we're going to be able to, number one, make the changes to our existing solutions, but start introducing products that are specifically addressing the gaps that you're feeling. As I said, we have been gathering market intelligence on this for some time, and we have been listening to what our customers are telling us. And so we are prepared to make some changes to our product offering today. These changes are expected to start being published tomorrow, so there'll be announcements tomorrow around how we are changing our existing suite of products to be more responsive and more impactful during this time. So to stay current on what is happening with our suite of products, all of the information will be updated on our website, which is edc.ca. The front page is now our COVID-19 task page. So as soon as you go to the site, you will have direct links to what's happening with respect to the crisis. For all of our customers, please get in touch with us. You can call through our account managers, who you all know directly, or through our customer care team at 1-866-716-7201. And for non-customers, there's a hotline set up specifically for COVID-19 inquiries, and it is 800-229-0575. Dennis has the numbers, and I'm sure we'll be able to make them available to everyone. But again, there's two ways to get in touch for our customers, and there is a specific or dedicated hotline set up for non-customers to reach out to us as well. Sorry, go ahead, Dennis.
No, thank you very much. That's great. We'll make sure the members get all of those numbers, and we'll send the links to the page, and we'll obviously take direct any questions to you. Thank you. Very, very good. I appreciate that, Glenn. And we'll look forward to seeing the specifics as they're released. Is Michelle on the line? I don't even.
Yes, Dennis. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, Michelle. So over to you from BDC. Thank you for making the time. The floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again for the invitation and good day, everyone. And thanks for the opportunity to get a bit of feedback in terms of what your members are observing and need in terms of help in this very difficult period. We're currently designing a new set of tools that we hope to deploy in the next few days, few weeks. And so conferences or events like today are useful in that respect. So as you mentioned, we're two very exceptional circumstances with COVID-19, but also the train blockade. So we understand the pain that many manufacturers and the stress that you guys are under right now. And I can reassure you that we'll be deploying all we can and leveraging both our balance sheet and Government Canada balance sheet to make sure that we can help you weather through this very difficult period. We've done this in the past. As Glenn mentioned, in 2008, we did rally with FIs, with EDC, the other departments. So we've done it in the past, and we'll be able to do it again this year. Now, in terms of where we stand right now, well, you've seen the Minister of Finance announcement last Friday. So basically, the shareholder is injecting $1 billion of additional capital, which will allow us to deploy $5 billion of additional financing for next, our fiscal year starts in 2 weeks. So basically, we have planned deploying $8 billion plus now a new $5 billion, that's $13 billion in the market. And I can reassure you if there's need to for more funding, we'll deploy additional capital. In terms of immediate measures, for those members that are BDC clients, you should be contacted by your account manager. And if they haven't reached out to you, I do encourage you to call them directly. We'll be deploying for our clients with commitments less than $1 million, supporting about 35,000 of our clients with a six-month postponement on capital repayments on their existing BDC loan. So one of the need that we see in the market right now is basically alleviate any pressures on short-term cash flow. Now, we have a toolbox right now in our product offering, but as I said, we're working on the new set of tools, which we hope to be deploying, as I said, in the next few days or few weeks, because time is of the essence given the urgency of the situation. Now, one important thing is we have launched what we call the BCAP program, so Business Credit Availability Program, which was launched a similar initiative back in 2008. And the objective is working alongside EDC. We want to bring all the private sector financial institutions. So most of your financial institution will be around a table and will be working collaboratively in terms of understanding where the needs are. And then these institutions will be referring deals either to us or EDC to make sure that we're in a position to provide you with the support that you need. So I'll be interested in hearing from your members in terms of what needs they have right now. I can tell you that, as I mentioned, the message we've been getting from our clients right now is please help us protect cash flow. And BDC, obviously, we support many sectors. So I can tell you that, for instance, our clients in the tourism industry right now are badly hurt by the situation. Now, at the same time as we postpone capital repayments, we're looking at deploying new working capital solutions and, more importantly, working in partnership, as I mentioned, both with EDC but other financial institutions so that any financing, basically, packages that you have with your existing FI, that we make sure that not only it stays in place, but it can be supplemented if the situation warrants it. So I'll stop here, and as I mentioned, Dennis will be happy to take questions or feedback.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle, and thank you, Glenn. I don't know whether we'll be able to, whether we've collected any questions yet, but I'll turn it. I know my colleague Matt is on the phone.
Hi, everyone. I have been getting some questions for our speakers, but I've also been getting a lot of questions on EI. So we have a call. Our Thursday call dedicated to EI.
Yes.
We were hoping to hear news today from the Prime Minister or from the government on changes to EI, but we haven't heard anything yet other than what was announced last week. So I think just before we dive into the questions for BDC and EDC, I would just give a quick overview of what was announced last week, because there's a lot of questions that I've been getting on that. So two things basically change. The sickness benefit period, which can give up to 15 weeks of income for people who are sick, the big change there was the one-week waiting period has been waived. The government is setting up a new dedicated phone line for questions specifically on this. The number is 1-833-381-2725. They're prioritizing EI application processing for sickness claims, and people in quarantine will not have to provide a medical certificate. So those are the big changes there. The other component that was announced last week is the work sharing program. It's been extended by an additional 38 weeks, and they're waiving the mandatory waiting period between agreements. So that is the first phase. We know that from government there will be many other changes coming. And again, we hope to hear that between now and our call on Thursday. But like I said, we will be dedicating an entire call to these questions. So stay tuned. In terms of questions that I got for our speakers today, one of them was, are there any specific streams for manufacturers for the $10 billion, or is this available to all business?
Well, I can start. At our end right now, we're looking at solutions that would apply across sector, unless the message we're getting from your membership, states otherwise. So my recommendation is that we'll be deploying kind of generic solution, but if there are needs that are not properly addressed to those generic solutions, we'll certainly be looking at those more specifically.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can EDC help with concerns about insurance companies backing away from ensuring truckers who cross the border? Another question that we got.
So that's an interesting question. So we are currently, prior to this, working with the Trucking Association, primarily here in Ontario, identify and address needs specifically.
Sorry, Glenn, we can't hear you. We can't hear you well.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, so interestingly enough, this is an issue that we've been working on for some time, particularly through the Ontario Trucking Association. And so while I don't have any specifics on it, if you could send that to me, Daniel, then we can make sure that we get in contact with the individual that raised it, because there is work being done with this specific issue right now.
Okay, great. So a lot of questions on who to contact. I know it was mentioned that if they are current customers of either of your two organizations, they should reach out to them, but maybe just repeat how people who would question who they should get in touch with.
So one tool that we're working on right now is making sure that both clients of either BDC or EDC, as well as financial institutions, know exactly who does what in between EDC and BDC. So the first reflex, if you're a client of either BDC or EDC, just go through your account representative. If that's not the case, then on BDC website, we have a special section on the coronavirus support. So I'd say right now, this is the best way of channeling requests to BDC. One important thing that I need to highlight is that because of the health situation, we've closed all of our branches across the country, but nevertheless, all of our 2,500 employees right now are working remotely from home and continuing to serve clients. So this was unfortunately a very good opportunity to test our contingency plan. So all of our technology, everything is working perfectly. So right now, either you go through your account manager or you go through the digital channels on bdc.ca if you don't already have a relationship. Now, the other option would be to also go through your main bank, and those institutions will know exactly who to get in touch if there are particular packages that they're not able to provide.
And the exact same approach for EDC.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. My last question that I have here, so if anyone else would like to send some in, my email again is matt.poirier, P-O-I-R-I-E-R, at cme-mec.ca. Send them to me. The last question I have here is, can you provide details on how a manufacturer can apply for the Small Business Loan Program? What information do they need to provide to ensure they're eligible for the program? I guess, in other words, to make sure to increase their odds of getting it.
So the first approach I mentioned, if you've never been a client of EDC, we basically have two avenues to answer that particular question. Depending on the size of your need, if you only need $100,000 to kind of cover working capital needs for the next few months, I'd say go and apply directly online. And there's, you know what, it's a relatively simple process, and you'll get a decision in just a matter of a few days. If your need exceeds $100,000, again, go to bdc.ca and do fill in an application, and then an account manager will get in touch with you. Normal standards in terms of documentation requirements range from financial statements to various documents related to the current state of your business. Now, one very important thing, and I think this also applies to EDC, while we will be stretching on our credit limit and risk appetite to basically take either riskier clients or riskier transactions, we're still limited in supporting what we call viable companies in the long term. So you have to be able to demonstrate that you're going through a cyclical shock right now, and so we'll do everything we can, provided that the business continues to be viable. But that continues. So again, general requirements around, you know what, if you've never been a client, financial statements, you know, shareholder structure, and then the conversation will get engaged at that point.
Excellent. I didn't receive any other questions, but maybe just a quick note before turning it back to you, Dennis, is I did receive a number of questions that were more general in nature and not specifically for our guests today, but I will commit to getting those answers out to those folks that sent in those questions. So over to you, Dennis.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you, Michelle and Glenn, for that right up to the minute information. And so we will certainly do our best to direct our members to your websites and to the numbers you mentioned. This has been recorded, so this will be posted on our COVID-19 resource page. Next call is tomorrow at 1 p.m. An email will be sent to you, each of you, shortly with the details. Tomorrow we have Alan Mack from BDO to talk to us about business strategies for COVID-19, and Kevin Kuhn from Baker McKenzie to talk about business interruption insurance. And on Thursday, as Matt mentioned, we'll welcome back Aaron Kuhn from Sherrard Kuhn to talk about all things EI, and David Garson from Garson LLP to talk about immigration considerations and temporary foreign workers, because that's something we have heard from our members. How do we deal with that? Knowing how busy everyone is, let me just thank all of you, each of you, for your support of CME and for joining our call today. And I will see you tomorrow, so to speak. And I hope everyone stays well. Bye for now.